Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Ubangichi Yesu Napakakodi Sakin dunia nakodi Ubangichi Ubangiji Sakinyahi Sakindu Nagode Ubangiji Upang Yesu Napaka Eheha Saki Nagori Ubangichi Ubangi Saki Nagode.
One more time.
Ubangichi. Nagode. Sabomai kapani nakode cheton cheton kapani nakode taimako kapani taimako kapani nakode. Oh, Iyali Kapani Nakode Apokane Kapani Nakode Sujadane Nake Sujadane Godiyane nake Sujadane nake Mechetonga Godiyane nake Kaikasha rehawaye Kaikowa kesunubiye Kekabani yanji Kekabani wa kaswa Kekabani hikima Hey, maso yina nakode.
One more time.
Kaika shari hawe Kaika Kaika wanke Kaika pani Kaika pani ni salama kaika bani kaika bani kaika wa kaswa kaika bani ma Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm really grateful. I don't know about you. And I think for a service like this, we only have small time to preach. Even though I know some of you will not still believe me. We only have small time to preach. Because it's more of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I was listening to my role model, Prophet Kobus, this morning, and comes somehow early this morning. I woke up and my body was spinning me very well, as if they carry iron and were, you know, when Panabita carry iron, they are hitting. I was just feeling pains, and I said, I will not move this body. I wanted to stand up and be shouting. I said, no, the Holy Ghost understands that this body needs to be like this for now. So all I did was to put my iPad by his side, and I began to listen to Prophet Kobus. And he was saying a lot of things that blessed me so much. I felt strengthened. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Firstly, before we continue, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. We're talking about thanksgiving. Okay, 18. It said, everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything, he said, give thanks. Let's start from maybe 16. He was talking about rejoicing always. In 17, he said, pray without ceasing. Then in 18, he said, in all these things you are doing, in the rejoicing and in the praying, he said, make sure you are giving thanks in it. Because we saw a formula about rejoicing in scriptures. The Bible says, Abraham rejoiced to see my days. That simply means when you see somebody rejoicing, it is because the person understands that what he's trusting God for is already a reality. Are we together? Amen. Amen. Then the other one is what? Praying. You know, if you look at prayer, the Bible said when we pray believing we have received, then we shall what? Have. When we pray believing we have received, we shall have. Glory to God. Amen. Are we together? You see, when we pray believing we have received, we shall have. That means in the prayer, you should receive in the prayer. While you are praying, you should receive in the prayer. Are we together? That's a formula for prayer. If you are praying and you didn't receive, you don't receive after you are done praying. You receive while you are praying. You see, when we pray believing we have received, what's that part of scripture? Mark 11:24. Let's read together. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you what? Receive them. And you will what? Have them. You see, you don't finish praying and say, okay, Lord, I'm waiting to see them. It is while you are praying that you believe to receive and have in that prayer. Are we together? I mean, you started praying, Father, I thank you for this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are not done praying before you say, okay, God, I'm waiting to see whether I will receive them. No, it's in the prayer that you receive them. In the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. I have this. I have it. I have received it. Glory to God. Now, if you really have it, what will you do? At the end, it will be what? Thanksgiving. Amen. That's why the Bible said, firstly, rejoice always. Secondly, pray without ceasing. In all your rejoicing and praying, if you truly know that faith has been actualized, how do you prove it? Thanksgiving. Meaning when you are done receiving, what do? You thank. You begin to do thanksgiving. If I give you this as a gift and you collect, what do you do? Thank you, sir. Are we together? So your thanksgiving is an affirmation of faith that you know what you did in the rejoicing and the praying. And you see, Paul said the thing is not different. They went hand in hand. Are we together? Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. You cannot be praying without rejoicing, or rejoicing without praying. If you are truly praying, you should be rejoicing. Are we together? Are you all listening to me? If you are truly praying, you should be what? Rejoicing. Pray without ceasing. Rejoicing always. In all of these things, what should you do? Give thanks. Glory to God. Give thanks. Hallelujah. A song by Des Moines says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because it's given. Jesus Christ is Lord. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done. Is it because you've received it in manifestation? Well, because of what he did on Calvary, give thanks. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can what? See. Then you give thanks. He said, by his stripes you are made whole. You feel sickness. You read it. It is for you. By his stripes you are made whole. What do you do next? Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you. I give you praise. Because I've seen in your word that I've been made whole. So what do you do? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. And when you thank him, the Bible says he's pleased by faith. He's like, wow, you believe me and you will see it. And of course, while you are thanking him and are praying, you should be rejoicing. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything, giving thanks. Meaning, if somebody is a true prayer warrior, you should be rejoicing. Now, what will cause you to rejoice according to God's word? He said, I've given you my word so that my joy. You see, the Holy Spirit helps us to pray. He must give us his kind of joy to help us pray. If he helps us pray, he's supposed to help us excited. And that's what the Bible says, it is with joy we draw. Meaning, if you don't have joy, don't start praying. The proof that the Holy Ghost is in charge is joy. With joy we what? Draw from the wells of salvation. If you are not in joy, the Holy Ghost is not in charge. And that's why if you read the book of Hebrews 13, it says, you offer sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. In other words, at a time when people are, when situation is suggestive that you should be crying, or suggesting that you should be crying, when times are difficult, if you read God's word, the Bible is not saying you should now begin to talk to God and talk to people and relate in life according to the situation you found yourself. At that point of pain, the Bible said, when you begin to thank God and praise him, at that point is a sacrifice of praise. It's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Because you don't, the situation is not suggestive that God is worthy, but somehow by his word you know he's worthy. So at that point where things are difficult, your praise is a sacrifice. Your thanksgiving to God at that point is a what? Sacrifice. And the sacrifice will be acceptable as long as it's a sacrifice. God sees you in lack, and in lack you are like, oh Father, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord, because there's abundance for me. That's sacrifice of praise. You move heaven with those things. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That they that come to him must first understand that he is. And that he is what? The rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek. Meaning, if you are seeking God without, you should be trusting to see the reward of seeking God. If you are not trusting to see the reward of seeking God, you are not in faith and God is not pleased. You can't be serving God and be expecting all the bad things of life to happen to you. He said, on the strength of serving God, good things only happen to me. Because he rewards them that what? Diligently seek him. You know, you're diligently seeking God. Don't be like that son, brother of the prodigal son, who was telling the father that I've been serving you and you did not do anything for me. If he had asked so fast before the other son came, they would have killed the biggest cow for him. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But he didn't ask. He felt like serving God, you just be serving God like many religious Christians, just be serving God, and when God feel like you have passed plenty tests, then he'll give you a car. God can give you a car. Even in this December, he can. You know, when we say things like this, some people that are so logical are calculating how. He said, do not take a thought by saying, how shall these things be? You think that everything you have, you must buy? Somebody can dash you a house. I know some of you are calculating now, how they go dash me, which who I know, who my father know. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? You can just be working in a bank and one man just come, and that's why you should have good character in bank. Do you understand? One man come and he has been having a bad day. The wife shouted at him, nearly beat him up. He then came to the bank, and he has this mindset about bankers that they are always not nice. But he comes to you and like, morning, sir. How are you doing, sir? Please, how can I help you? And he's shocked. Where am I? In a bank? You know, a lot of bankers don't have manners. And he's talking to you nicely. You are talking to the man nicely, and he looks at you. And not the only thing is a man that can do that. Even a woman. She can, you're so nice. Why are you so nice like this as a banker? I want only you to be serving me anytime I come to this bank. Please give me your number. Before they come to bank, now they'll call you. Are you around? Say no. Okay, I'll come when you come back. They like the way you serve them. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? For you know, one day they are thinking of money, they have some this plenty money in the account. They are just so grateful to God and they just feel moved to help somebody. And you come to that bank and say, sister, this, you know that my 10 billion I have in the account? I'm just wondering, can you just take 3 billion from it? I know some of you are like, hey, for this world, who will do that kind of thing? There are people that can do it. And they are very plenty. I'm not talking about some people that go and do overseeing. That one, they will not give you anything. They'll just pour 50 naira on the, and you pack. That's low self-esteem. When you do that for politicians, you know, there are some Benue boys that do that. They'll go and block the street with bikes. And campaign is we borrow and bike, they are sharing. And when the people come around for any function, they'll come and be beaming like thugs. The person will now come up just for money. You and this one will be fighting this one. You know, it's a demon that puts his leg on their head through a wrong mentality. They have low self-esteem. If all these boys don't come out for these things, these people will have sense. Most of the nonsense they want to do in their heart, they know they have boys that will sponsor it. That's why they are thinking of it. If every young man vests and say this rubbish has to stop, nobody's going out, this government, they will have sense. As people are seeing what is happening in the north now, they are beating lawmakers. Somebody came out, he's going to his house, boys catch him and beat him, tore his cloth. Now they are begging Tinubu to allow them to move with police. Because when they withdrew the police, the masses came for them and started beating them up. So now they are begging Tinubu to allow police for them. Because Tinubu is wise. He has soldiers. He said, police, go back. Very wise man. He said, everybody go back. Let's see how the insecurity will continue. Let the bandits be everywhere. You know, I was watching the news. I saw him laughing when they were begging that senator. He started laughing. That man is just catching crews in this country. He's just enjoying his life. That man, I have a lot of things I don't like about him, but I have a few things I like about him. It's just a very few. See the boldness. They are saying where the senators are begging you sign the name of God to please allow. He started laughing. You know, one time I was watching the news, they say Wike, after the dirty things Wike have done, they say Wike is causing trouble, blah 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 blah. He started laughing. He said Wike is a good man, he's just making sure that the laws are actualized, and he started laughing. Hallelujah to Jesus. He knows what the people are trying to suggest, but he just wanted to answer in a very sarcastic way. And of course, that does not mean he's a good president, right? I don't like him. Just for the record. Hallelujah to Jesus. I don't like him because it's not being considerate. You know, right now we have like over 20 to 30 Christians who were captured in an Ekwa church. I think around Kogi. How many of you heard of that story? Now, you need to see that video. There are small, small children celebrating Christmas. They are going to celebrate Christmas probably in the bush. Very little, little kids. I had to screen record the video. Very small, small children. And they were begging for their lives. Small children. And you know, I heard recently that they are giving break for senators and the rest. Do you know a senator in Nigeria receives more than a senator in Europe? The money. Your country is poor and you receive salary more than people that their country are richer than your country. You borrow money from people but are paying senators more than the people you are borrowing from. Misplaced priority. Is that terrible? Well, what do? We give God praise in all things. And of course, don't subject your joy to the government. Don't. And your successes. Are you all listening to me? Do not. God can make you successful beyond the government. You know, when God sent you into this world, he did not say that if APC rule, you will be poor. He did not say that on your head. Did he say that on your head? He did not say that. He said, I've given you everything for what? Life. And for what? Godliness. He has given you all things. He didn't say when APC begin to rule, you will not be able to use all things. All things are yours. If you trust God, even in this darkest moment of our country, it may become your best and greatest moment. During COVID, some people were praying that COVID should not finish. They made more income during COVID. While other people are crying, some people are trusting God. What do you want me to do in this difficult situation? He'll give you light. Even at this point of your life, you know, I know we have reasons to thank God. I know some are also saying, Lord, give me more reasons. Even though we have reasons, some are like, give me more reasons. It will start by light. It will start by revelation. Are we together? Now, I was talking about rejoicing. All right? That if you are truly praying by the Spirit, the first proof is that you are rejoicing. You are rejoicing. Why are you rejoicing? Because the word of God has had its full course on your inside. You are in faith. He has given us his word so that he is joy. So the proof that the word of God has had its full course on my inside is that I'm rejoicing. It's a proof that, you know, my rejoicing is a function of the word. The word has ignited my heart and my face. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Why is he excited like this? He's read the word of God. And because he's read the word of God, he's charged. Remember, joy is the strength of the spirit. With joy, we what? Draw from the wells of salvation. Now that I'm in joy, the Holy Ghost can fully express himself. I can begin to pray without ceasing. You see, why will you pray hours, not stopping? The word of God has ignited your heart, caused you to be in joy. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And now by the spirit, you are praying without ceasing. So, Pastor Simon, how can somebody be praying 4 hours? This is why we pray 4 hours. Because what was a function of this prayer, what caused this prayer to start was the Holy Ghost igniting us by his word, the revelation of his word. Now that his word has ignited my heart and my face, I have a reason to go long stretch prayers, long hours of prayers. I'm praying, I'm interceding, I'm thanking God. You know, I'm drawing from the wells of what? Salvation. I'm drawing a lot of things. And I know some of you are wondering, my needs for 4 hours. It's not just your needs. You are drawing needs of nations. Some of you, God will use you to bless nations. Do you believe that? And you may not even know you are capacitated for that. When God came to a man of God in the scriptures, I think Joshua, right? Is it Gideon or Joshua? He called him, thou mighty man of valor. Which man is that? Gideon. The man was surprised. I always joke like this, that the man was probably plugging tomatoes to go and cook. And an angel came to him and said, thou mighty man of valor. He was so shocked. The Bible says he turned to his back. He was looking for who the angel was. Now, his country was in captivity. They were suffering. His country. And God came to a man in the bush who didn't have a clue. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes you don't even have a clue what God wants to do with you. You don't have a clue. Gideon never had a clue that it was through him. Somebody that was scared like everybody in the country. Is this through him God wants to take Israel out of captivity? Through him. What if you are seated there and through you God wants to start a new day in your family? A new day in your village? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You think an angel will come and hit your head and say, it is you, it is you. No, you don't need those special encounters that probably Gideon had. Now for you it is the word of God. He has said to you that you are the light of the world. Is a what? Set on a hill. He said, you cannot be hidden. Say, I refuse to be hidden. Now he also said, who lights a candle and hides it under a bushel? A bushel. Is it possible? A bushel is more like a basket. How can you light a candle and you cover the light of the candle with a bushel? Is that possible? According to the interpretation of that scripture, the bushel is the world. The difficulties in the world. The darkness in the world. The evil in the world. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The sufferings, the tribulations in the world. Now you are the candle lit under the bushel. Satan is trying to hide you, but he's using a bushel to hide you. It may be difficulties, alright? It may be so too much for you to bear. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But I tell you, you can bear it. Because the Bible firstly has said there's no temptation that has come to you beyond your ability to overcome. In other words, God is saying before that temptation was permitted to come, it was because he knows that you have what it takes to ride on that temptation. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So whatever is happening in your life around you right now is that a brochure. You are a lighted candle. A brochure cannot hide your lights. Somehow you penetrate out of this darkness and you find expression for the whole world to see. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And so sometimes when these difficulties come, Satan try to cloud them with your mind and make them look like they are so much of a problem. Who is Satan? The Bible said his ability has been defeated. It has been destroyed. God Almighty is in charge. You know, a few scriptures before Jesus resurrected, he said to the disciples, I've given you authority over the authority of the enemy. Now, when Jesus resurrected in Matthew 28, he said, now all authority has been given to you in the heavens and on the earth. Given to me, I mean, he said, speaking about himself, Jesus. Then he now, from that point, he now said, it is reciprocal for you also. Go into the world and make disciples. Since I'm in charge, you can take anybody for Jesus now. You can take anybody for God right now. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Now, my point of emphasis is the now. Now there is, now all authority has been given to Jesus. Say amen. Amen. Satan used to have power. That's why he told the 12, I'm giving you what? Power over the power of the enemy. Authority over the power. But now that Jesus is resurrected, Satan has no power. Say, Satan has no power. I know you are shocked because you are wondering, with this evil happening in the world, Satan has no power. He is riding on people's ignorance. Are you listening to me? Aha. He is riding on people's ignorance. No matter what is happening in my life, I know the end is that I will be glorious. Satan will not be the one to be at the end. It is me that will be standing strong at the end. Anytime difficulties come your way, just know that you are the one that will stand strong at the end. Especially when you hold on to your confession of faith. You know, he will try to make sure you stop saying those things. Can we all agree that success is sometimes are not just, they are not always evident in the physical. When a plant is growing, a lot of things is happening on the inside, but you may not see it yet in the physical. But we are patient. We know that as long as we are pouring water and putting fertilizers, what is happening, that plant will eventually bear fruits. Glory to God. So some successes are not evident yet in the physical, but they are happening on the inside. Now, as we keep on speaking God's word, nobody should say, okay, where's the money? Where's the car? Something is happening on the inside. Capacity is getting in place. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? More like the prophecy in the book of Isaiah. You are strengthening your stack. You are extending your cords. Because what is about to come is according to the Bible, is what eyes have not seen, ears have not, what has not entered into the hearts of men. If that is what you are expecting, why are you wondering why you are not driving the Benz yet? There are things bigger than Benz. It is capacity. You know, they asked a few people one time. I heard that from Dr. Caris one time. He was giving an instance. He said he asked two people. I didn't read the story, but I just heard it while he was saying something in one of his short clips. He said these two guys, they told them, I think two people or three people or four people, they said, how many of you can own a Benz? How long will it take all of you? Let's say three of you now. How long will it take all of you to own a Benz? If you want to own a Benz, how long will it take you? Now, give me an answer. 3 years. 3 years. 2 years. So, you choose the Benz of your choice, right? The car of your choice, right? So, you see, this is working here too. When I say, how long will it take you to own a Benz? They thought about the car. But, when they asked three of them, all of them were saying the time it would take. And one of them said, probably a little bit beyond 3 years, 4 years, thereabout. I said, why that long? Now, these were wealthy guys. Some of them would say months in the original story. 2 months, 3 months, 2 days. But the man said 2 years. I think that was the answer I gave. And they said, why? They said, why will it take this long? He said, I thought you meant the company. Because when they said it, the way he saw it, the way he's seeing things, he's not seeing things in terms of bit by bit. He's the way the light in his heart sees things bigger than the way these other folks were seeing things. So when they say Benz, he thought of owning the Benz company. They thought of owning a car in the Benz company. I don't know that you people are getting out trying to explain to you. He thought of the whole company. I read a tweet recently by Elon Musk. He said, if you take all my wealth now, in 3 years, I'll still become the world wealthiest man. What kind of mind is that? If it was in our state now, some of us would want to beat him. But if you look at it, that's revelatory. That's revelatory. You know, some of you are wondering if he's a Christian. He's a Christian. Don't you, how will somebody say he's a Christian before you believe he's a Christian? Somebody that said that my own wealth, I will use it to stop this woke mentality. What is woke mentality? Gays and lesbians and the rest. Can a kingdom fight against itself? That's a simple question they asked Jesus about a certain man, whether he's a Christian or not in scripture. Jesus asked them, can a kingdom fight against itself? They say no. He said, that was all. Somebody is standing for righteousness. And he's telling you that he believes that there's a creator and the rest. And you are wondering if he's a Christian. And he partnered with church. He partners with churches to share the word of God. How should he prove to you? For some of you saying he's a 66 member, it's because you don't have revelation. Leave computer science for us. Are you together on trying to say? There's nothing suggestive about 66 in Elon Musk. He's not the Antichrist. And listen, there is no day in this world anybody will put on 66. I've taught this to you people several times. I explained this to you in the book of Revelation. They were speaking, let me just do a summary of it. They were speaking in an encoded way. You know, the church, Israel, were under the captivity of what? Of who? The Romans. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And Caesar at that time, he was very wicked to Christians. And he didn't want anybody to say, I'm a Christian. So they were doing their churches in hiding. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And they were speaking in encoded ways that the king would not understand. And the people around who are Latin folks will not understand. So in Hebrew, there's a way they communicate in terms of relating letters and numbers. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What's your name, for instance? Moses. So take for instance that in Hebrew now, maybe I'm not correct. M stands for 5. O stands for 7, S stands for 8, E stands for 9. Is somebody writing that? Yes, and the last S, I have said S stands for what before? 8. Do the calculation of everything and give me the answer. Add them up together. What will be the answer? Somebody now, just give me the total. I thought we have 37. So let's say I say, okay, I want to talk to people about Moses. Moses is a wicked king. He's Caesar. So I'm talking to my brothers and sisters in the faith about Moses, who is the king that has kept us in captivity. And we're like, let him that have understanding in Revelation 3, let him that have understanding calculate the number of this wicked beast that is troubling us. The number of the beast is 37. So they are trying to communicate to themselves that Caesar is a wicked person and is a beast that wants to disturb us, that has been disturbing us. According to Bible language, anytime they say beasts, is a wicked king. Read from Daniel. They mean a wicked ruler. So they were talking about the wicked ruler Caesar. They called him a beast and they called the number 666. Meaning if you add everything, the number, the addition of the number is what? 666. Then he said, let them that have understanding calculate. That means they will now look who is the king. Firstly, they know that the beast is a wicked ruler. They will now is Caesar. Okay, they will calculate. 66. Okay, is his name. They will now know for themselves that they are talking about who? Caesar. But the Latin guys will not know. Now, we that are reading in Nigeria today, in Africa today, and the whole world today, we read it. I would say the number of the beast is 666. And now we are expecting 666. Such that some of you will go to hotels and you see 666, you used to change you. 666. No, okay, I beg another room. No day. Why do you give me 666? Some of you, if you even buy SIM card and you see 66, you return it. Even some people that don't go to church are returning it. Take it. No, I don't want. 666 is the number. Give me another one when I 777. Or scatter something for that 66. That's not the interpretation. Are you people getting on trying to explain? I hope you are getting this thing now. But for long, that's why you see people sometimes coming out with crazy revelation. I saw one recently said the 66 is Islam. The 66, we're not saying Islam is a religion that probably understands God. I don't believe that. Are we together? I know this may sound a little bit harsh because of some of our brothers and sisters there who are nice people. But we have to say the truth. Jesus is the only way. Are we together? And this is not suggestive that they are useless people. No. Alright? But that doesn't mean they are 666. As I've seen somebody preaching one time, he said, blah, 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 the number of the beast is 666, is Islam. I said, no. The Bible never said that now. It never said that. I preach to Muslims very well. I preach to Muslims. I tell them Jesus is the only way. I preach to them. I've converted a few Muslims before. Hallelujah to Jesus. I believe they need the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? In everything, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. No darkness can hide you. And that's why sometimes it's called sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. It's difficult, Lord, I give you praise. Why are you giving him praise in that situation? Because you actually saw something in his word that has proven to you that this situation will not stay for long. And that's why Paul in any situation will give God praise and say, for our light affliction is but for a moment, working for us a what? An exceedingly weight of God's glory. You see that? I may not be eating right now, but I know that very soon fruit will come out from this ground. From this tree that I'm planting. It's just a matter of time. It will soon come out. So before it comes out now, I may not have the necessary, I hope you get what I'm trying to say, food to eat. But I know something is working on the inside. Are you guys getting me tonight? Not all successes are visible yet. Some of them are working on the inside yet. God is doing something on your inside. Give him time. Tell somebody, give God time. He's doing something on your inside. Give him some time. He's working something on your inside for your good. God needs a car? No. He needs a house? No. He needs $100 billion? No. Who needs it? We need it. Why you don't have it yet? Don't be crying yet. At this point of your life, what if God truly gives you? Let me shock you. What if God gives you $100 billion? You see the way you are womanizing now. What if God gives you $100 billion? On your Facebook now, you are chatting with 10 girls at the same time and you are promising 10 of them you love them. What if God give you $100 billion, dear brother? You will get HIV and AIDS very, very fast. The time you are supposed to stay on the face of the earth will now be minimized. It will be now regularized. It will not be so long again. Instead of 100 years now, you are staying 40 years. Because you have caught HIV. It's true. See the way you smoke now. If you receive $100 billion, the way you smoke now, will that cigarette not choke you one day? Because there is no one you will not buy now. You will buy Kana and Kana mother. You buy all of them together. And Kana mother and father, all you buy. Now, because you don't have all the money, now at least there's help. Anytime you want to take Kana, there's no money. So you just look for food and eat and sleep. You want to buy Kana and you are owing the Kana guy, said I will not give you. You think it's a cost. That's a blessing. At least your lungs are saved now. They are okay. The moment 20 million enter, somebody who is smoking, the first thing you remember when 20 million enters his account, it's not his father or mother or business. It is, my guy, where you dey? Money choke. Bring Kana. 150 raps. 2 million, 3 million has gone. We are left with how many million? And if you continue smoking like that, you will be at the end of everything. Cannot finish the 20 million. How about the brother that likes Dorime? Imagine God allows you to have 100 million now with Dorime. Dorime mentality. And you enter club and they begin to hype you.
They begin to hype you. You know those hypers? As they are calling your name and saying it, you are doing your head like this. And the ladies will always be there because they know you have 100 million. Rubbing your head. Before you know, you have removed like 20 million. And you know, when you do it, the hyper gets inspiration more. If they hold 500, they're shifts. Hide your face. And it will shock you, as the money finishes, everybody will just shift from you. Even politicians know these things I'm saying. They will be in power, everybody will be coming around them, mopping the ground, cleaning their shoe. Immediately, they just put another person there, everybody will shift. You will be surprised that your enemy now, the person speaking against that your enemy, is now with the enemy. It's a game of interest. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes you not entering into a blessing yet is a blessing. It's a blessing. God is looking for capacity. He doesn't want to give you money that will kill you. He doesn't want to give you success that will finish you. If you are toasting like this now without Benz, what if you just mistakenly have Corolla? If like this now without car, you are using bike to go to different North Bank, high level, to follow women, what if you mistakenly have Corolla? Are you seeing God's faithfulness? Celebrate God's faithfulness, somebody. It's God's faithfulness. And you see, if you want to follow God's algorithm, you truly not have it that way, except you compromise your faith. That is when we begin to talk of things like Yahoo, Yahoo. At this point now, your faith has been what? Compromise. You know, it's almost like people are saying that Yahoo now is a good business. Because they are trying to say corruption now is plenty in Nigeria. Since there's corruption, Yahoo is justified. Listen, a thief is a thief no matter the situation. I finished preaching one all night and a young man came to me and said, "Sir, what you said today touched me. I want to repent from something." You know, he wants to ask a question first. I said, "What is the question?" He said, "Is it bad to collect money that was stolen from you?" I said, "No, it's not bad now. See me, I was answering, it's not bad. Collect your money now, like report to the police and get your money." He says, "I know that kind of money, like money they stole from our forefathers." I said, "I'm wondering where is this guy going to?" I said, "Which forefathers? Like, is it like white men when they came, they stole money from us? Is it bad to collect the money back?" I just knew where this young man was going to. He wants to use my head. This is not even full repentance. Because if you truly repent, what kind of question is this? I said, "Young man, are you in Yahoo?" He said, "Sir, can we shift to the other side?" When we shifted, I said, "Yes, sir, me to Yahoo. But I thought we were collecting our money that they stole from us." I said, "You are not collecting anything." I said, "Mention your grandfather's account that they stole from. Mention your father's account they stole from." I said, "A thief is a thief. The consequences of sin is that you see these politicians, most of them don't end well. They steal, they are stealing without like the same physics, without magnitude, without direction. Somebody steal and put on that sack in soccer way, and the money rots there and they burn it. He does not know why he's stealing. Why are you stealing, sir? I don't know, I just have to steal." Most of them, they don't end well. One time we heard that Wadata, you know Wadata means wealth. One time they said they saw money in Sokaway in Wadata. They went and burnt it. Plenty millions. And Wadata don't have good road. Have you been to Wadata before? I've seen the street. I'm not mocking some people in Wadata. We say, "Pastor, stop talking about our area like that." That's not what I'm trying to say. But do you have good roads there? There's no good road, and it's not because of it's your fault. But there was money in Sokaway. Plenty. Yet the person did not say, "Okay, let me just make road or do this or do that." Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, with every nice things pastors are doing, they still say pastors. When a pastor just buy one car, and there are poor people around, there are poor masses. One of my friends sent me a video of, is it Davido or who, that did a concert one time. He said, "Now they will not put right in the comment section that this money he used for concert, he should go and build road or give orphanage." But when he's a pastor, they will write all the stupid things they want to write. See his wedding, his traditional wedding.
It can build estates, the money they use there, to build a town, sorry. Some people came there to just show they have money. They just come. They are not spraying note, they are keeping bundles. If you have 1K, you can't even go there. You will just be embarrassed. It's bond. I saw a short clip. Somebody just removed dollars I was keeping. And they were hailing the guy. They were blowing him breeze. He was keeping. Some people just came and they heard that they are going to show, they are going to compete for money. They traveled. Some people they did not invite. They just came there to show. I want to prove to Nigerians and the church. If you observe, I was telling a friend one time. I said, when this Yahoo thing really sparked up was when one man did one barrier. That barrier sparked Yahoo in this country. Cowards, money of all. Then before we know, boys like, unnecessary spending. Now we're in a world where people, you beg somebody for money, they cannot give. But when it comes to burial and wedding, you see some just go there to brag they have money. Unnecessary, useless spending. Parties and all of these things, I don't know. It's for these women, these people with earrings and the rest that they are doing these things for. How many times have you heard that they catch a woman in Yahoo? It's like, pastor, you don't know it they happen now. I'm saying originally. Even right now that they are catching women, if they catch like 100 men, they will catch 2 women. Those women are like men, self, if you look at them. Because a real woman cannot even do that kind of thing. Which, where is the heart? It's more of men trying to please women. I tell my pastors, any woman that wants to stress you, remove her from the road and keep on moving. When I wanted to marry my wife, when she came, I asked her very simple, stupid questions. I know they were very stupid questions. I told her, I cannot give you money. She said, which kind of talk is that? I said, I don't have money, self, to start with. You go do? She started laughing. She said, no, I did not come to you for your money. I said, okay, oh, are you sure? Are you serious? Girls of these days, they can lie, oh. She told me one time that a lady told her that, so you are the one finally dating Prophet Simon. Hey! Now, wow, how did you get him? You know, they feel like they just get us. And she was like, so all those money now in church, you are the one that will be collecting it. I pity the lady, I laughed. We didn't talk further after that. Where is the 1 naira she's receiving? Rather, is her money that is entering church? Is this woman as is if currently I think she's the highest partner in this church? Yes. Yes. I'm not giving her church money. She's giving church her money. And the lady was thinking she was eating my money. I was just laughing. I tell my pastors, any woman that wants to stress you, firstly, you are called to do ministry. You are looking for a helpmeet, somebody that will do ministry with you. Don't go and carry a slave queen to do ministry. It can't work. Small prayer and fasting, they are crying. Take me to Kilimanjaro. I can't take this anymore. You can't marry such a woman. We want to go to Ikpayongu now. She's looking for 5-star hotel. Are you okay for crusade in Ikpayongu? You will live in a hut. And the best thing that will happen to you there is mosquito net. Or that one that used to be like mosquito coil to silence the mosquito. Then in the morning we wake up and preach. In those days we started a relationship with my wife. Rain was falling. You know, when rain begins, stops falling, that little drop, in Hausa they call it yeyefi. What do they call it in English? It's drizzling or whatever. Me, I know that it's yeyefi they used to call it. So when yeyefi was falling, I carried my wife. I said, let's go and visit one home that there was flood. Because I heard some of my members were in water and I couldn't take it. My heart was just pounding. I said, let's go and see them and console them. And she says, but Simon, in this rain? I said, yes. She just came into the board. She didn't know how things used to work. I was trying to train her. When we got to BSU opposite second gate, that former Dunamis gate, that road street, when we wanted to enter the street, water filled up everywhere, like here. She said, okay, so are we going to call them to come? I said, no, we are going to meet them. They are in distress. We are the ones going to meet them. How can they come here? She can remember. See, Pastor Simon, are we entering this water? I said, yes, we are. She started crying. She's here. You can ask her. She started crying. I said, remove your slipper. She removed. I held her.
I said, don't worry. She cried till we got to the gates. When we got to the gate, she cleaned her tears very fast. If you remember that there anybody in that situation, you will not figure out she cried. Because she was consoling, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. She finished crying. And I told her, this is the beginning. I'm going to take you for missions. You suffer. You cry. I didn't tell her sorry. She remembers. No, no, no. Stop crying now. I was like, cry because there are more that will come. That's how she became strong. If she cried for instance, I said, okay, no, 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 no there, no there, no there. Let's go back there. You know, you are Ajebo, I'm Ajepako. Let's go back there. No. She entered in her life. She has never entered that kind of water. She entered. I told her, God will protect your legs. You will not have any infirmity. Nothing will bite you in Jesus Christ's name because we are going for a good cause. And I promised her that we'll go to villages and preach this gospel. You know, when some people are talking to their in ministry, they say, we are going to nations, cities, UK. Me, I start from villages. We are going to villages and cities and nations. If we all are saying we are going to UK, because everybody now is UK, they are fighting UK. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm breaking into nations. They are now applying UK visa. When there are cities you can enter without visa, you just arrive. Just go to Apa now. You don't need visa. Carry the gospel and start your microphone and start. People will gather. You don't need visa. But the people want to go to where they are. You know, when you minister to people that are intellectuals, it's easier. But when you are ministering, the first day in my life that happened to me, I was so shocked. I couldn't believe that it was me in the situation in Boko. I went for a meeting one time. I don't even know how I accepted that meeting, but I gave God praise at the end. When I went there, the young man said, the church is, when I entered the church, yeah, there were a lot of people, women, men, blah, blah, blah. I'm not so used to that kind of congregation. And they all held children. Some of them held water. I was wondering why they were holding water and salt. I was just saying to him that they should take those things aside. I'm not blessing all of those things. He said, no problem. He said, just preach to them and just pray for the sick. So while I said, all right, welcome to church, somebody. Give God praise. Before I say give God praise, they said, Ina interpreted it. Ina said it. I said, give God praise. Ina said, give up. And I said to the preacher, is this how we're doing it? He said, yes. Anything you say, they'll interpret. I said, then how will the people, how will I be able to flow? He said, Pastor, you have to, that's how they do it here. If not, they'll not understand. And even your English is even deeper. The way you're talking, nobody will understand you, sir. I said, okay. So God is mighty in this place. Ondo is mighty in this place. God is going to touch everybody. Ondo, touch everybody. I mean. I was like, there, Jesus. So I told the guy, be fast. Till I started sweating. I've not touched anybody, I'm sweating. At a point, the Holy Spirit told me, calm down and enjoy yourself. Oh, I calmed down. I started laughing. When he does that, I said, wow, that's thick. Glory to God. So, then he came for the miraculous. All the sick people come outside, the whole church. I've not seen a church that the whole people was. If you see the crowd that came outside. You know, yeah, if you're trusting God, can you go? You just see 5-10 people just come outside. The whole church came. And they didn't just come. Oh, you need to see the situation. There was one leg I saw. I couldn't believe it. It was torn. Swollen up. I looked at my pastor. He looked at me. I was like, I've never seen a situation like this in my life. Sisato. In Hausa we were speaking. Because he hears Hausa. Sisato. Allah Zitama came. I said, no problem. Just hold them. Tell the guy to stop interpreting. He says, stop interpreting. Prophet says, you should stop interpreting. He just want to talk in English. Say the name of Jesus. Can you hear me? Yes. Can you hear me? I remember the first miracle. That big leg. I started with it. But when you start with big something, the small ones become easy. I said, come. She came. Even the pastor was watching me. The person that invited me. He was so shocked. I'm starting with that one. You know, some pastor will start from some. The one will be. So that when it's night time and everybody has gone home, I can say, you, this your leg. We will pray for you. But even if it does not happen now, know that it will happen small, small. God will. You don't know pastors of. There are situations that even pastor will say, Jesus. What am I seeing like this? Before you see us acting faith, we have shouted Jesus in our heart. What is this?
And I just remembered a flash in my heart, Prophet Kobus praying for a case similar like that. And I remember what he did. The Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience obtain the promise. He just hit the leg. And when I wanted to hit the leg, the Holy Spirit told me, I just felt my mind, you really want to do that? What if she shouts? Because she stood up from a chair and she was like this. And I felt like hitting her leg like Prophet Kobus did. And when I entered, so the Holy Ghost said, hit the leg. I just hit the leg. It's done. In the name. People were just looking at me. Walk. And she did like this. Then she now did like this and started walking. Now, the wound was still looking big. Oh, it was looking big. But it shook the whole congregation that she was still matching. Was able to match the leg on the ground. And she began to run. Oh my God. Then I looked at the rest of them. I said, okay. Now, just be coming fast. If we have dealt with this mountain. And the reason I told the thief guy to stop interpreting, it's not because I was really tired or anything, but I told them, I said, demons understand English. So I can speak to them and they'll go. And I wanted to be fast. Imagine he was interpreting everything I'm saying. We will not leave there till the next day. And that's how we laid hands on everybody. And I tell you, everybody, I didn't even ask them. I told them, you are healed. They were just going out and giving God praise. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, you know, some of these places, you don't need visa, like I was saying. Go there and preach the gospel. I told leaders yesterday, we're going to start an outreach. Ikpayongu, Apa, Zakibiam. We're going to make a pastor in charge. And there is nobody in this church that will not do missions. Nobody. Except you are somebody that used to run away. Everybody will do mission. Even Nati will do mission. People like Nati now will put them at the forefront of Ikpayongu mission. You know, he has been joking with me that he's a pastor and he wants to be a pastor. It's a high time we're employing you now to come and be a pastor. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Everybody will preach the gospel. It's a proof. You know, when you preach the gospel, there's this special feeling you have in your heart. When you go for missions like this, Kai, Nami loved Jesus past. I went to Ikpayongu for Jesus. There's a way you feel special. You get what I'm trying to say? Go out of your way. Like we watched the movie in the Christmas Carol. To make people's life better. Go out of your way. Preach the gospel. You know, when you begin to do everything, in the realm of the spirit, a lot of things are interconnected. You won't believe that honoring your parents has a great deal to what happens in your life. The Bible says, honor your parents, your father and mother, so that it may be well with you. Where is the connection between honoring parents and it being well with you in life? But things are interconnected. Say, Pastor, I've been confessing the word of God. I've been speaking by faith. I've been praying in tongues. I've been kabashing. Yet the miracle is not coming. Do you honor your parents? A lot of things are interconnected. When your father talked to you like, I better stop that thing. You this wicked man that did my mother like this. And did my mother. You are a bastard because I'm even staying in your house. Blah, 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 blah. You told your father that. Your father, the one that gave birth to you, says, sir, he does not deserve my respect. The Bible did not say honor your father because he deserves your respect. He said honor your parents that it may be well. He didn't say when they have sense. He said honor them. As long as they brought you, see the people that you are insulting, they brought you into this world. What if they decided to abort you? Now that you have sense, you can talk. You ate their food, they would have poisoned you when you were small. You ate their food, now you have sense. You are posh. Is it posh? And I'm posh. And your mother used to do this sometimes. Oh, mommy, no, don't talk like that. We don't do things like that. When your mother is coming, you are ashamed of her. Mommy, don't come here. You are disgracing me. Hey. Mommy, if you come, just sit down. Don't stand up. Don't tell anybody you are my mother, you hear? It will not be well with you. That's what the Bible said. It will not be well with you. And that's why in this Christmas, some of you should show your parents honor. Don't say, I honor you. Mm-mm, send recharge card. You will not die. Some of you carry that 5,000, it will pain you. Load it in their phone. Pew. And if you think they need the 5,000, send it to your mother's account. Say, Mommy, I just want to appreciate you. Somebody say, my mother no go send me money again. Just do it. I know some mothers can be funny. Say, you don't get money like this. Now to stop sending money, be that abi. No. Do we just say, no, ma, I'm making sure you explain it in the text message. Mommy, it's not like I have money. And I'm not telling you to stop sending money, but I just want to honor you in this Christmas from the little you have been sending me.
thank you, mommy, for being a good mother. You'll be so amazed. The next time they want to bless you, they can move any mountain just to bless you. And some, the way they talk to their father, they think it's their right. Daddy's school fees. People have, other people's payment are paid. Oh, let me, I'm not paid. I'm tired for this kind of thing. Appreciate them this season. Are you all listening to me? I'm telling everybody in this church, when you are done with this service, go and send recharge card. If you cannot send today, send before this year is over. Don't carry this assignment into 2026. So that it may be... So, what I'm trying to say is that what is the connection between honoring your parents and things being well with you? So it is. If you don't preach the gospel, there are certain things that will not work for you. As a Christian, if you don't preach the gospel, there are certain things. You know, as the Holy Spirit is working with us, all of us have different problems. For somebody now, his problem is greed. Another person, his problem is that he's stubborn. Another person, his problem is that he likes women. Another person, his problem is that he likes Kana. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The Holy Spirit is solving plenty of problems from different people. So the instruction he will give you is not the instruction he will give this other person. If you are Akagom, the Holy Spirit will be instructing you more towards money. Anytime you come to church, he will say, give that money. Anytime you see a beggar, he will say, give that money. You'll be like, ah. Now, wow. You hear a pastor. If you want to know Akagom people, anytime they're hearing a pastor, they are waiting for him to talk about money. Atokam. Every church you go, if they don't talk money, service no finish. They're the ones complaining. But you see, people that don't have problems there, they're like, what is there? If God blesses me, should I not give to God? For instance, how do we get these lights on? Why are you seated here and listening to me? Is it Holy Ghost that poured in this place and the speaker appeared and everything appeared? We just say, camera, appear! Chair, appear! Even your clothes they're wearing, appear! Didn't you buy it? So if we don't have a system that we collect money and do things in church, can we do anything in this church? Will it be possible for all of you to sit down in this church and listen to me this morning? No, it's not possible. So when pastors say give at some kind of serious moment in church, it's not because even the pastors wish that another person can come and say it. If you go to certain churches, anytime they want to talk about money, the pastor is to invite his friend. Have you people observed that? Because they don't have the mind to say it. They don't want people to misunderstand them. But a lot of times it is only necessary that we get those things done. Take for instance now, as a church, we are trying to build our church. Should I go and tell Alia to come and build our church? Has he finished building the state? It's not him. If God wants to use him to bless us, he will do it in his own special way. But we'll have our own system in place. Like God's children had, like the children of Israel had their system. They were in the wilderness. God told them to build the temple. In the wilderness. It was a difficult situation. Yet God said, you are the people that will do it. It doesn't matter what is happening. We are the people to build our church. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, you are part of the people that will build this church. Say to your other neighbor, you are part. You are. Don't fear any neighbor's face. Oh. Sir, and I hope you are building already. And that aside, then secondly, in the aspect of women, there are some of you now, the Holy Spirit will tell you, don't enter relationship. You have reached 33, oh, he said, don't enter. Somewhere, don't enter relationship. You're like, God, I don't reach now. 33, maybe small thing. Oh. God is like, don't enter. You are not qualified. You are not grown somewhere. If you enter, you will destroy somebody's daughter with heartbreak. Samuel just entered now. Samuel, as he entered and he married Abigail. Now, as Samuel has had Abigail, blah, 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 blah. Abigail is pregnant. Samuel cannot bear it. Samuel now is toasting Deborah. He's toasting Anna. He's toasting Choma. He's toasting all everybody because Abigail, his wife, is pregnant. You see, Samuel was never mature. That's why God never wanted Samuel to marry at 33. God doesn't mind if Samuel will reach 40 and be single. If Samuel is not mature, God does not want Samuel to marry. For some of you that are the fans of 18 adolescents, I have reached 18. One of my daughter years ago called me on her birthday. She said, midnight. She said, sir, now I'm 18. I said, okay, glory to God. Happy birthday. She said, sir, no, that's not the point. Can I enter a relationship? I said, ah. That you are 18 does not mean you should enter relationship. Are you all listening to me? What I'm saying is very, very true. It's very, very true. Some of you in relationship, you have no business entering relationship right now. Forget your age. 35. You have no business. except God has worked on your inside. You see, so young people married like 25, 26. Some, the 25, 26 are bigger than you in the realm of the spirit. Because that one can be faithful to one woman. He knows Christ. And how are you faithful to one woman? Because you know Christ. The young man, they did not born him. My father, my grandfather, before he died, I was driving him one time in Makodi here. I carried him somewhere. They now said he's so shocked. He was saying it in teeth. He said he's so shocked that they said me, I'm a pastor and I'm not womanizing. My grandfather is the one telling me this. He had like 11, 12 wives. One day my father carried me and we're driving. He said, do you know how many wives your grandfather have? I said, no, sir. He said, how can somebody have like 10, 12? I'm not even sure of the number. He said, how can somebody just be marrying wife like that? He was complaining about it. See, that's what you see. Those days, if they have money, they don't even know what to do. It's just to be marrying women. And when I went to stay with my uncle, one of the wife's child, the young man was a master in women affairs. And what led to the conversation with my grandfather was that I was reporting him to my grandfather. I said, this so person, he likes women. Daddy talked to him, he likes women too much. He doesn't say, I'll leave him now. He should marry plenty wife for me. I like plenty wife. How many do you have? The person, he said, marry more. I was like, Then I say, I don't know why you are not marrying plenty. You just marry one. You can do more. Are you hearing me? I gave up. I wanted to advise your son, but it's like you have won. Then one time I was just thinking, and one of my uncles said, they are so shocked that I am doing I'm behaving the way I'm behaving. They are so shocked. In my remedial days, there was a lady that was being nice towards me like that. And sometimes she would come to my place, she would buy anything they are doing in class, she would buy for two and come and give me. You know those kind of ladies? Sometimes they are ladies like that. That doesn't mean they are stupid ladies, just that, you know, just some cloud in their heart. And sometimes I was just being in the house, she has brought yogurt, she has brought things, and I was eating, brothers and sisters. You see, when I teach people, I teach people with experience. When I say don't eat a lady's food, I know what I'm telling you. You say, how is pastor this story? I ate and I know what it led me into. We started dating. I did not know the time relationship started, but I knew I was in a relationship. The Bible says, well, the gift of a man maketh what? Way. We just started telling ourselves, I love you too. I was like, really? That was so fast. But I was eating everything. She will buy your God, I'll eat you. But in fact, my uncle too will eat. Then my uncle said, this lady is too nice. At one point when she came to the house, guess what he did? He closed the door, on the fan, opened the window. He said, I'll be somewhere far. You people can have all the time. I was just looking at him with bad eye. What is the meaning of that statement? I was telling the lady, I'll be somewhere far. You can have the best time with this young man. Please, this young man is a Jew. He was telling her. I was looking at her, looking at him. I was so confused. He left. Then he came back, he bought some water and the rest. He said, in case people are tired, this is water. I said, Then guess what he told me? True life story. When he was going, he said, Simon, come, I came. He said, you see all these pimples on your face? They are wrong. Use your head. Mumu. He said, I should go inside, and he closed the door. I said, Meaning he was expecting me to fornicate with the lady. When he came by, I said, so what happened? Tell me. I said, nothing. He said, you be mumu. So you allow this lady to just go back like that. You are a mumu. Fine girl like this, like you. You don't get sense. But today, he's so proud of me. I remember those days, he would call my mother. He said, the way this boy is fasting, you come and carry his corpse in this BSU. But today, he has come and laid hands on his head. Several times. Pastor, sir, things are not going to lead down. Yes. Are you not talking about? Reposukapelia. You know, I had a friend those days, my neighbor. Every time he comes back, I don't want to call his name, he will laugh at me, he will mock me. He will say, Pastor, I know they're jealous of us. See us. God no call us at a young age. Anytime he is passing with a lady, he will look at me and say, and do like this. And I will be like, what is wrong with this young man? Then he will come out later and say, I know, so they jealous me. Thank God, God no call me for this your age. He graduated and left us in school. I remember one day I coincidentally went to his house to collect something, and he was with a lady. And when I entered the room, I was trying to carry the thing. He said, "Ah, Pastor, now wow." I said, "How are you doing?" He said, "Fine." I carried the thing. A few minutes later, I think the lady left. I don't know why she left, but the lady just left. So he came to me and said, "Pastor, you know they unuse your head. You knock, you know, wait, make I call you, open door." Ha! Now that girl don't go. She says she don't just feel comfortable again. I should see you. Now your member? I said, "No, I don't even know her from anywhere." She left. One day I saw him entering. I said, "I will show this guy." I opened my window. Japakatoja. Lord, you are holy and no one is like you. You don't want anybody in sin and everybody is righteous. Sin kills, it destroys. But you are raising a people full of fire. A people that will say, as I was confessing, the lady quietly stood up again and left. I saw her leaving. I said, "Father, we give you praise. We thank you." He passed. I saw him through the window. He looked at, he did like this. He entered his room. This guy mocked me for a long time. One time he was in Abuja. He called me. I said, "How is life?" He said, "Pastor, life is not okay." I said, "You are enjoying life now." He said, "Sir, life, we were foolish people." I said, "Say again." He said, "We were foolish people." He said, "We thought you were suffering, sir." I said, "Okay, go ahead." I was so excited to hear him talk like that. He said, "Now that we have," I said, "I don't know where my problems are coming from. Problems are just everywhere. Things are not working. Arrows from every corner. Sir, please, can you say a word of prayer for me? I want to be close to you." I looked at him. A lot of times when you do these kind of things, you don't know what you are interfacing with. You know, it is only when you are born again. And when you are born again, you cannot do those kind of sin. But when you are ignorant, you'll be doing those things you think is enjoyment. Some people you are going to sleep with, their father is easy wine. As I'm saying this thing now, you are like, "Pastor, don't be so mystical." Listen, I'll be mystical. I'll tell you the truth. Some people you are having your way with, it takes 15 naira for them to kill you. They are from Kogi State. I heard a lady one time saying that, "Johnson, you leave me, now just 15 naira on Facebook. Now just 15 naira, I go pay and they will kill you. I go put you for bottle, but I go pity you. I go pity you." I said, "This Johnson, somebody is praying for him somewhere. It's just 15 naira." You see everybody, you are like, "Wow, wow, wow." You don't know what you are interfacing with. You will start having issues in life until you are born again and truly repent. Problems from everywhere. Some we call it near success syndrome. Nothing is working. Some will get married, no children. They don't know that their children, they carried it and they are growing somewhere in the spirit world. And these things are real. I'm telling you the truth. Except you are born again, then they are unreal. And because if you are born again, you can't even do them. But they are real. I've seen people who enter trouble. Trouble. Serious trouble because of all these kind of things. Serious trouble. So don't live your life anyhow. We're entering a new year. We're in a season where people think that they should flex waiting no good. Let me say it like that. The celebrant, they've forgotten him. This December, we will scatter out to go. We will scatter apa. They've forgotten the celebrant. They're like, "Esther, where you there? I want to celebrate Christmas with you." We are talking about Christ Jesus. Oh. They want to shut down in Christmas and in New Year. Do you know that they can just off your light like this? It's just like when you off tap and you come to heaven or hell. Do you know that? The way you are living anyhow, you are giving Satan. The Bible says a man that does not have control over his spirit is like a what? City without walls. Meaning anybody can enter the city and do anything they want to do. Are you all listening to me? Yes, sir. Satan can do anything to your life. You think you have eternity to fulfill destiny? You don't have eternity. Before you know, you'll be 55. The people that are 55 today, you shock them that they are 55. Oh. Ask anybody who is 55 now. Say, "How do you feel being 55? You hear the first thing, "My brother, I never knew that I would be the 55 this early. Oh. Now that I'm 55, I'm even wondering. I've not really done anything. I thought there was time." They were thinking there was time, oh, till they ended up being 55. Now they are 60. You don't have eternity to fulfill this. Now, are you listening to me? Mark greatness, your greatness upon this the face of the earth by holding tight to Jesus. Tell somebody, hold tight to Jesus. Hold tight to him. Hold tight to him. If your hand is in a wrong thing before December finishes, remove your hand from it. Remove your hand from that wrong thing. Juju, Yahoo, you want to use something to follow man, catch man, You want to use something to catch woman or catch people with money. Remove your hand. Burn it. Tell somebody burn it. Don't your neighbor. Don't be scared. If you cannot burn it, come to us. Call for an assembly. We will help you to burn it. The kind of Yahoo money and juju people are doing can never make anybody like Elon Musk. Satan does not have that kind of sense. If Satan has sense, people that are doing blood money should be more richer than Elon Musk. Yeah. Satan does not have that kind of wisdom. Elon Musk have never come to here to collect any juju. But see where he is today. And many wealthy men in Christ Jesus. The first billionaire is a Christian. I hope you know. We broke that realm. The richest men in the world are Christians. Hope you know. People don't believe it when we tell them. They are Christians. Jesus is not scam. We are not following him for money, but when you follow him as a consequence, what must come to you will be what? Money. Money must come to you when you follow him. We watched a movie on Friday. A man was making a lot of money just to sponsor mission. Raising disciples and sponsoring mission. That's his own goal. True life story. The movie is called The Forge. A true life story. The reason he wants to make money is to sponsor people, sponsor missions, sponsor God's work. Somebody may say, that man is just wasting his life. Who told you? Who told you? He was in sin. He was in darkness. Somebody brought him to Jesus, discipled him, and he said, Kai, the way Jesus is, I will make money, I will do this just to push his work. And God kept on blessing the man and blessing him. When the business seemed to be going down, the work he did on people's life brought the business even times three. You remember that part? He got the deal instead of for 5 years. How many years later? 7 years. It is practical. As you keep on serving God and are doing the work of God, you'll be so surprised that this work of God is connected to what God will do for you, even financially. Even financially. You'll be so amazed. Some of us in this church, being honest, there are some of us in this church that this church has made you to be collecting salary you never imagined you'll be collecting. Not directly, indirectly. Before you know, you learned a skill, some of you. Before you know, you got a job somewhere. Some of you, before you know. That's how God blesses people. You know, I heard a rumor somewhere. They say one bike man was telling a lady in church. He said, this is your church. I said they give people job. You know, the news has gone everywhere that we give people job. Do we carry job? And do we own that Makodi? I said, when people come there, they used to have job. We have a mentality. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That you must work hard in this place. You cannot be here and not working hard. One of the ways we disciple you is to make sure you are working hard. And we supervise your working hard in this church. You must be working hard. Yes, I can't raise anybody in this church that doesn't want to work hard. It's not possible. Yes, and that's why we must keep on having success. Yes, people will keep on being successful. Yes, now, as we are talking, some people are learning a skill. Now as we're talking, some people are just waiting for 2026 to be glorious. I'll close with this. Some are learning a skill. You have like few months into early 2026, let's say 3 months. If you cry for 3 months, will anything change? If you beg for 3 months, will anything change? But if you prepare for 3 months, will everything change? It will change. Take the earliest part of the year to prepare. You want to beg the one of 2026? No. You prepare for like 3 months. Learn a skill. Go and learn under somebody. Go and serve somebody. Are you listening to me? Before the year runs out, God will make sure that you begin to receive certain kind of blessings. Remember the Bible says, I will bless the works of your hand. Meaning if you are serving God and are not working, you will not see blessing. You have to work. To command the blessing of service. Something has to be happening on your hands. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's how you spark the blessing into manifestation. You don't just sit down idle and say, I've been serving God for a long time. This service you have been doing, there's a blessing on the service. But it is connected to the works of your word, hand. He wants responsible people. Make up your mind. Church, make up your mind, Benway. We can come to a point that the government will look at us and say, the youth are the greatest source of revenue in this state. How are they doing the things they are doing? We are not sponsoring them yet. They have made plenty fruit juice everywhere that is going global. We are not sponsoring them yet. In tech, they are number one in Africa. How are they doing it? And when you ask questions and ask questions, you found that there's a people of God somewhere praying and pouring this influence everywhere. You know, I told you next year we're going to have a lot of meetings. Business, tech, kingdom, summit. We're going to have them. We're going to invite different churches and different people to come around. We'll spark them into manifestations. We'll not only serve God and we'll be known for poverty. No, we'll be known for a lot of riches. And as you are preparing, some of you, God will cause you to interface with jobs that will start paying you over $1 million. Because you are preparing. Keep on preparing. You are not wasting your time. Sometimes you finish preparing and you sow gari. Don't worry. Don't worry. Be happy. Sow the gari. Keep on learning that skill. Don't stop. Satan should not deceive you. Where is the money? Keep on learning. A time of opportunity will come. Somebody will just show on his status. There is a job vacancy for a data analyst that can do Power BI and this one for the sum of 1.5 million monthly. And you just open the link and apply. And they'll say, okay, interview by Wednesday in the morning. Interview in the morning, you open and they ask you 5 questions. They are blown. You answered 5. You say, sir, just to add, there's a new discovery even in that aspect. When preparation meets an opportunity. And the person is asking, what state are you? You say, Benue. You say, young man, I think I have to fly to U.S., Whenever you are free, whenever you want it, we'll fly to the U.S. Somebody say, let me hear what Pastor Simon will say now. some of my people, they know where I'm going to. They know where I'm going to. You know, we have one of our young men there today. For him, we were led to permit him. You know, you have to be led. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Lord give you understanding. He was working hard. I remember at that college, he's watching now. We're talking one time, reminding him of these things. Keep on applying. Keep on making effort. He got a job. They flew him to the UK. He's working there. He has an accommodation with them. Just by working hard. Just by being focused. Just by serving Jesus. Are you listening to me? He was serving Jesus and learning something. He did geography. But whatever he's doing right now has no connection with geography. If it was geography, you would have seen him in different land taking measurement. Mm-mm. And I'm not saying people doing that are not successful. Get me, all right? But it has no connection with geography. Don't say I learned animal husbandry. Where are chickens in this place? I want to. I learned this. It must be this thing. If I not do this thing, I will die. And some of you is main instruction. When we tell you, you'll be watching. You'll be watching other people working hard. Learn a skill. You admire other people that are learning skill. But you didn't learn. Be successful for us. How long? How long? Then when somebody is successful, you say, now my brother picking firstborn be that. Blood. Blood. I dare you. Don't forget me. Then you begin to build. Some of you, billers. All through 2025, you build people waiting no good. You will be, in fact, you send broadcast message for all your family members. Please, I'm in an urgent meeting. Can you people just send me 5,000? Everybody will be seeing 5,000. The way this person they call you, and I saw you they call me. Say, wait, yesterday you say my sender 5. Me too, you say my sender 5. This one, me too, you say my sender 5. Me too. General Billa. Anytime they want to bill you, some of them will say, I'm at Kevy right now. My money lost. And I'm trying to come back to my Makurdi. When you are driving, you see them just close to your car. At one joint. I'm at Kefi. You're at Kefi with green bottle. Beside Moses. Because they were not working hard. Now they have to be hypocrites. Liars. Lying from January to December. You're about to enter 2026. Change. Yes, sir. The Bible says, I've never seen since I was born. David. I told myself. I said, I wish David came to Nigeria before he said this. He said, since I was born, now I'm getting old. I've never seen the righteous forsaking or beg for bread. I said, David, calm down. Have you come to our place and see the righteous begging, waiting, no good? Say, I'm the righteousness of God. Say, my guy, I beg. I use God's name, beg you. I forget 2K. I want to run something sharp. I beg. That's righteous. begging. There are a lot of shame that come to you when you beg. People look down on you. They see you like a riffraff. You know, sometimes you can be in a situation where somebody can genuinely help you. But when it becomes consistent, somebody, you know, just imagine you are married. Then yeah, finish, you are begging for rent. You give your wife belle. Let me say this in vernacular. As she wants to born now, you are looking for money to pay to the hospital. Who follow you give belle? And when you gave the belle, are you not supposed to be preparing for the birth? As a responsible man, you see why I say some people should not marry, what? Because if they marry, they'll put their wives in so much pain. Imagine you carry belle for nine months. Now you want to bump pikin, you are the one looking for money. Because your husband is not responsible for the belle. He's not been a responsible person. Are you all listening to me?
Yes,
sir. Glory to God forevermore. Learn something. Don't be beggars.
Yes,
a politician pass obviously. That's why some people don't have conscience. They cannot say truth. Because APC is giving them money. They cannot say APC is not ruling well. Hey, it's our governor. It's our president. Forget. You can't even criticize. If you criticize now, you're an enemy in this state or in the country. You can't criticize something that is bad. Why is the government? Shut up! Because of what? They are sending 20,000 to your account. You can't say truth. People are dying. If, you know, some of these people, sometimes we don't pray for evil. If not, if God gives us permission to pray for a certain kind of evil, we would have prayed it. That's what you should experience, what other people are experiencing, so that you learn to keep your mouth shut. I hope you know we have people who have lost an entire generation to this insecurity. In Yelwata. I hope you know. Yet nobody can criticize. I remember one time, I'm not trying to criticize. We finished mourning the people in Yelwata. We now went to the news. We now heard that it was 50 people that died. I said, what kind of rubbish is this? 50 people. Are we joking in this state? Kill one American citizen in this state, Benue, they will shut down this state. Just let your government say, I will kill you, American. Why? You'll be so shocked in less than 3 hours. Your governor will be in Kirikiri in the US. They've locked him for one citizen. But they don't understand the value of lives in this part of the world. You know, I always say the problem of Africa is Africans. It's not the why. They stole our resources. Now the people managing the resources, what are they doing with it? Useless laws everywhere. Useless things. Remove subsidy. Remove everything. Pay tax. Citizens, you are the one doing almost everything in this country. Even the road bridge they are doing, you are the one paying for it. How many of you have traveled to Abuja before? How many times do you give 500? If you now mistakenly buy SUV, you are on your own. Is 11K you'll be giving. Calculate that 11K and 500 in a day. They build it, you are paying for it. Which government? The tax is to pay all their still going to borrow in 20 as to collecting tax, they are borrowing again. They'll tell us it's last one. Next year they'll now borrow again. We all have to wake up. If you depend on the government, you are finished. It's crystal clear. Are you all listening to me? And don't be foolish. Somebody that cannot say truth because of what you are benefiting from a government. Don't be foolish. Benue people, rise up. Work hard. There is tech. There are businesses. Embrace them. Trust the Holy Spirit to help you. Think and see opportunities. I think our problem in Africa is that we don't just want to get civilized so much. In the white world, you see somebody criticizing Trump and saying you are not ruling well to his face. Why are you doing this? Blah, 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 blah. And you say, well, my dear sweetheart, I'm sorry. Firstly, I apologize, but I'm trying. In Africa, a governor will even arrest you for commenting on Facebook that is not doing well. They will arrest you. In Kogi, I heard they arrested an activist for not doing well. Daft reasoning, daft mentality. I don't like to talk about Nigerian politics because I always get offended. We are talking about Thanksgiving. Somebody rejoice. Yeah. Has God been faithful? Say amen.
Amen.
He has been faithful from the ages past. In Acts 16:25,
Paul and Silas in prison praised the Lord. They praised him. And God caused a miracle for them. Are we together? For some of us, that God has been faithful to us. Firstly, in scripture, he said, where are the nine? They came back, they gave him praise. Do we have grateful people in the house tonight?
Yes, sir.
They are saying, God, you have been faithful through the year. And tonight, I just want to give you praise. Do we have grateful people? And for some who are saying, God, I'm not so sure you were faithful. You're going to give God a sacrifice of praise. Do we have people like that in this place?
Yes, sir.
When Paul and Silas did that, what happened? The prison ground shook and God brought a miracle for them almost immediately. Let's be on our feet as we give God praise. Lift your hands and just worship him. It will always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern in you. I'm prophesying to you. And sooner or later, turn in my favor. Sooner or later, turn in my favor. Around for you. Around for you. Around for you. It's turning around for you. I can see the breaking of day. God is working for you. Lift your hands and just give God praise. Worship him and thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him and worship him because things are turning around. Oh, I can see the breaking of day. God is making a way. A change is coming for you. If you stand strong and believe, there's no reason to doubt. I know he's walking it out. It's walking around for you. It will not always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern in you. And sooner or later, change in your favor. Sooner or later, it will turn in your favor. Sooner or later, lift your hands and give God praise. Just worship him. Thank him, thank him. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Thank him. Thank him. We bring a sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. Lift your hands. Oh, yeah. We bring a sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. Oh, who ho, as we are a sacrifice. Yeah. As we are a sacrifice. Sing, we bring a sacrifice of praise. Into the house of the we bring a sacrifice. Into the house,
into the house
of the Lord.
Sacrifice, sings of thanksgiving as we offer unto you
the sacrifice.
The sacrifice. Sing
one more time. We bring the sacrifice of praise.
We bring sacrifice of praise
into the house of
into
the Lord.
Into the house of the
Everybody
Lord.
Sing. We bring the sacrifice of praise.
We bring the sacrifice of praise. Into the house
of the Lord,
of the Lord,
as we offer, Lord,
as we offer unto you the sacrifice, things of thanksgiving, as we offer unto you
the sacrifice,
the sacrifice, sings of praise.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Now I want everyone to thank the Lord for the things He has done for them through the years, and thank the Lord for the things He sets to do in your life. Lift up your voices and begin to pray. Everywhere, thank Him for the things He has done. Consciously thank Him. And thank Him for the things He set to do. I want to hear all of you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, Yanamoshana Manea no Shiada de Barado. She ananamos adadiado, o nanamas, lianos adabadiata. Thank Him and thank Him, thank Him. Give Him praise, 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 praise. Make sure you are telling Him something beautiful. He's been faithful. O yanamor adabasiado. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. Shiranamo Sadade, and forever you are God. Urarabasunayata. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. Sharabo Sadadi, forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. Go ahead and thank Him. In forever you are God. Shirabo Sanade Bayaradosa. Oh, we bless you, Lord, you are holy. You are holy, you are holy. And forever you are God. Shiarabo sanadade. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. Holy Lord, holy Lord. And forever you are God. Shiarabo kanamase. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Oh, 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 Ane mano sana mali na na ne bakora de mano si ana de abagadisha.
Oh manane anado bororo shiarabaya koya e makona ne ana manane. Oh, we bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Hey. Oh, we bless you, Lord, you are holy. You are holy, yeah. And forever you are God. Shananana manande bakanade. Oh, we bless you, Lord, we bless you, Lord, we bless you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. And forever you are God. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. And forever you are God. Forever you are God. And forever you are God. Woo! Sherabakona manane bakaratosa na ni banana niya paladosa. Shiarabon sanani arabot. Om manani aradona manane akorade aradosa. Woo! And forever you are God. No one like you, Lord of all. Oh God, we give you praise. From our heart, we worship you, oh God, oh God, oh God. You are worthy of our praise, and to you our voice we raise. Oh God, we give you praise. From our heart, we bless you. Your name, we bless your name, Jesus. You are worthy of our praise. Yeah. And to you, our voice we raise. Oh God, we give you praise. From our heart, we bless, I bless your name, oh God. You are worthy, worthy of my praise, oh God. And to you, our voice we raise. Yeah. Eba koda de bayata, yeah. Ora da kana bosa lira do barada de, oh yeah. Shembara do barada de bakora de, oh yeah.
Shimada kamano shada di balako baya de aboda. Oh yeah. Shabara ko bara da baya gara boda gara baya gara bosa da baya mara. Yeah. Oh shana bakonde na baya konde na baya kara da aya. Oh yeah. And Juju, I give you praise. Yeah. Shana na mo ne makonda ne bada baya.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.